This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Police in Hong Kong fired tear gas and rubber bullets as they pinned protesters inside a university. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Hong Kong's Polytechnic University was in flames on Monday as police laid siege to the educational institution turned fortress. Amid fears of a bloody crackdown, many anti-government protesters tried to flee, only to be pinned down by volleys of tear gas and rubber bullets. Some were arrested, others forced to scramble back over the barricades to the relative safety inside. The Polytechnic University is the last of several campuses to remain occupied and has been used as a base to block the busy Cross Harbour Tunnel. But after a weekend of mayhem in which a bridge was set on fire and a police officer shot in the leg with an arrow, Hong Kong's police said the university had become a powder keg.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is inviting U.S. President Donald Trump to testify in front of investigators in the House impeachment inquiry. And Mr. Trump says he will strongly consider it. AP's Rita Foley reports.
President Trump is suggesting he may be willing to testify in writing, even though he says he did nothing wrong. He tweets that he doesn't want to give credibility to the no due process hoax, but he wants to get Congress focused again. On Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly invited the president to testify, pushing back against his complaints that the process was stacked against him. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer pointed out the White House has blocked witnesses from appearing and said that begs the question, what is he hiding? Rita Foley, Washington.
Riot police in Tbilisi are using water cannons and launching volleys of tear gas at protesters who were blocking the entrance to parliament until early elections are called. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iranian state media says Iran's Revolutionary Guards is warning anti-government protesters of decisive action if unrest over gasoline price hikes do not cease. Reuters' Emily Spickle has more on the protests.
Iranians have taken their anger over fuel price hikes to the streets, blocking traffic and protesting in more than 100 cities and towns across Iran. The government announced on Friday that the price of a litre of regular gasoline would rise, explaining the increase was expected to raise around $2.55 billion a year for extra subsidies for millions of families on lower incomes. Since the U.S. reimposed sanctions on Iran, many Iranians are frustrated by the sharp devaluation of their currency and spikes in the cost of bread, rice and other staples.
That's Reuters' Emily Spickle. Iraqi security officials say anti-government demonstrators in the south have blocked roads leading to the country's main port. A Basra official says protesters burned tires on Monday, blocking the roads to the busy port. In Baghdad, protesters forced the closure of Iraq's central bank. There have been protests around Australia after the alleged murder in police custody of an Aboriginal man by a police officer in the Northern Territory. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
19-year-old Kumanji Walker was shot dead in the remote indigenous settlement of Uendamu, 300 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs in central Australia. He died at the local police station after two police officers had tried to arrest him for parole breaches. Northern Territory police allege the teenager had attacked the officers. There are reports the Aboriginal man was armed, possibly with a knife. But his family argues that unnecessary force was used and that the police should have used a taser, an electronic stun gun, to subdue him. The death sparked demonstrations in Alice Springs and Darwin, as well as in Sydney and Melbourne. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
North Korea is responding to a tweet by President Trump that hinted at another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang says it has no interest in giving Mr. Trump further meetings to brag about unless it gets something substantial in return. At least 10 workers were killed and 35 wounded in an airstrike that hit a biscuit factory in Libya on Monday in what a senior UN official said was a possible war crime. Tripoli has been the scene of fighting since April between the self-styled Libyan National Army and an array of militias loosely allied with the UN-supported government. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.